Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mainstream Medicine.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
No, I will take it from here. Hi, you're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, but your actual host for this evening is Audrey Newmont.
Hello, welcome. We are so pleased to have you join us tonight. We are so excited I get to host tonight because we have the wonderful, fabulous Nick Newmont on, and he's going to be taking calls and giving readings, and there will be a special surprise at the end of the evening, something that he has never done before. So we have a very exciting night ahead of it for you, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of a brief history of us. Nick and I have had the Newmont Center in Agora Hills since 10-10-10. At 10 o'clock, we started it.
Well, that was the grand opening. We actually went in there in June of 2010, but that was the grand opening party, the opening open house.
So we have been around for a while. We are a multimodality.
Yeah, we've been around for a while. I've stopped counting birthdays.
Well, you have. At any rate, we wanted to share what we have going on, what we have coming up, and we've got some really fabulous events, starting with the wonderful Sheena Metal, who will be in the house on February 29th.
And next Tuesday night, Sheena will be my guest, and she'll talk about what she's going to do at the Newmont Center on the 29th. Sheena hasn't been on our show for a number of weeks now. I'm having Sheena withdrawals.
I know, right?
I'm so used to being frequently, on her show, my show. And anyway.
But I'm not having withdrawals because I got to go and witness her in action as a minister at the church, and she was amazing. If you guys have never seen her, I think it's going to be on March 15th, and she will be at, what is the name of her church? We'll give you the details coming up, but she's amazing.
What's that, the Founders Church?
That's it, the Founders Church in Hollywood, West Hollywood.
East Hollywood.
All right, East. You know what? Obviously, I just can't keep my places together.
It is Mercury retrograde.
It is. At any rate, she'll be at our place on February 29th, which is a very rare event in itself. It's leap year day.
It is, and tickets are selling. We saw Sheena, in the hallway before the show started, and it's limited seating. So, if you're interested in what she's presenting, it has to do with sensitivity, and I think she titles it "Why Am I Like This?" And it's fascinating stuff. So she's going to teach people how to deal with their metaphysical and spiritual abilities and sort of enlighten them as to why they have those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. And then on March 7th, we're going to have Michelle Guzzi, and she will be doing a past life regression workshop. She was one of my teachers when I went through the HMI, Hypnosis
yeah.
Motivation Institute, and she was just so powerful as a teacher then, and she's just amazing. She's going to be leading everybody in some excellent past life regressions.
It's an experiential thing. It's not a how-to. It's putting people through past life regressions, and Michelle is very good at it, very good.
Yeah, she's like a master.
Yep.
So then we'll also be having Mika Shoemaker. She's going to be on Mondays at 10 o'clock doing her breathwork meditation. If you have never experienced that, I can just tell you it is phenomenal.
Yeah,
the more you do it, it's kind of addictive, just saying. So she's there on Mondays at 10, first time you come as a guest. And then we have me on Tuesday nights with my Tools for Transformation group. I had taken a little bit of a break, but we're back in action. And I'll be on Tuesdays at 6:30.
Now, you have some exciting news because you actually hit the send button, on your book to the publisher.
Absolutely. And they sent it back to me saying you need to adjust a couple little things. So I sent it back in today, and it mm-hmm. should be all good to go. So that'll be coming out pretty soon, and we'll have a very big party and book signing at some point.
Yep. And your book is going into the hands of somebody very well known.
Yes, but we're going to keep that a secret for a little while. At any rate, we wanted to start off with Nick.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
We've got other news. The Newmont Center, waistline is expanding.
I know. So Nick is going to be moving into a new office within Newmont Center. We're expanding our actual square footage, and we are ridiculously excited to say that Vox, the one and only Vox, the psychic, will be joining us on a full-time basis. She's going to be taking over Nick's office right next to me. So I'm going to have that great energy right next door to me. And if you have never had a session with Vox, it is an experience that you're going to want to make happen. Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's very good. And she is, yeah, she's under contract to take the space. So, you know, the Newmont Center is very blessed in the practitioners that we have talked about, and some of which have been on the show. And, you know, Dr. Michael McGuire is there a couple mm-hmm. days a week, and Goddess Jillian, the psychic, is there a couple days a week. I mean,
Holly Miracle
does her version of breath work on Mondays. She's there every Monday faithfully. And then every other Saturday, Maxwell Darwin with his Lifestream Energy Box is there. In fact, he'll be there this coming Saturday.
That is something to experience as well. If you are having challenges going on inside of your body, he does this process that is just, how do you describe it? I don't even know how to describe
it. It's like you touch this box, he touches you on the shoulder, and you feel like basically a current going through you. Mm-hmm. And if I described it as, it's like you touch the wall socket, which that doesn't feel good. This feels good, but you can feel that there is something going through you, and it's like that for a moment you can't move. It's it's fascinating, but it's good, and it's very healthy.
And then he does some other things in the session right. as well that I'm not going to say, because it's just so fun to experience it, being surprised about it. But I'll just say I like him having the other side of the wall on my office because I get to hear fun things out of the,
definitely,
you know, not clearly, but enough.
Right. No, it's, I'm very happy for us and everyone that comes to the Newmont Center that we have so many different offerings now. It's not just what Audrey does or what I do. It's, you know, it's all these different modalities.
So I'd just like to say, if there are people out there who are in any way, shape, or form aligned with the kind of things that we do, we would love to meet you. We're creating a network, and we would love to expand it. So give us a call sometime. We'd love to hear from you.
Exactly.
So are we ready for you now?
What am I doing? So the reason that I'm sitting here is that so Audrey can man the board, and then I can talk to people and do some reading. So here's the thing. Going back to when we started the show, I had people, respond to me that they wanted to see more of what I do, and I explain, and I mean this sincerely, and my guests know this, and people that frequent us know this. When we started this show, thank you, Sheena Metal, thank you so much, and thank you, Sam, here at LA Talk Radio. I meant for this to be a vehicle for getting exposure for other people that, you know, deserve to be seen. So tonight, you know, I'm going to do what people ask. I'm going to do some readings. Anyway,
we have a caller already calling.
Go ahead. Take the call.
We're going to take this call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics.
Yeah, we hear just fine.
Just perfectly.
And who is this?
Oh, good. This is Beth. My name's Beth. I'm calling from Portland.
Wow, Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
How are things in Portland?
I love meeting you guys. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that. How's Mercury retrograde treating you so far, Beth?
Oh, my God. Okay, I have a question. Does it affect children?
Because
My kid has been a nutcase all day, and I'm like, okay, something is, like, misfiring more than usual. Yeah, that was that was a question I wanted to ask you. Does it affect people other than, like, electronics?
Yes. So Mercury, which rules the third house in astrology, the Gemini house, does affect how we think. And it does have an effect on younger people in that because the third house also is education, like primary education, where the opposite, the ninth house, is like advanced education, like college and into adult years. So it definitely does it. It affects the brainwaves, definitely.
Yes.
And also Mercury.
Well, that was happening today.
And Mercury also it also affects your, it can affect health and health habits and patterns too, because Mercury rules Virgo, which is your health.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a question regarding you or your daughter?
Actually me.
Okay, what's your birthday?
Well, I was just curious about the that affecting me, I mean, like kids in general. But no, I actually do have a question for me.
Okay, go ahead. What's your birthday?
Okay. Do you need any of my
your birthday,
like birthday times or anything?
Not okay. time, but
it's,
just
December 30th.
Okay.
And I was born in 70.
And while you're adding that up, I'm just going to say, for those of you that are calling, please be patient and try back again as soon as we get to the next caller, please.
Yep. And we'll try to go through these as fast as we can. Okay, Beth, as of your birthday, you're in a 54-9 year, which means you're in a cycle of endings, and it means, but 54 means you have to be in charge of changing the structure of things. You have to be in control of what you're ending, what you're taking care of. Now, because we have to add in February, which is the number 2, this means that you're in a 56-11 month. Well, that has a lot to do with what's going on with your daughter, because 56-11 is rocking and rolling in the household and very, 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 very high energy.
Snorted.
That's funny. So, yeah, you know, hold on this month, because it brings up a lot of heightened sensitivity for you and a hyper awareness of everything. Whenever you're in any kind of 11 month, that means your sensitivities are heightened, you're hyper aware of everything that's happening. But the way you work with being in an 11 month is that you do meditate and you focus on yourself and stay balanced.
Okay.
All right. And so the number 11 is the master challenge of the number 2. So 2 would be partnerships and dealing with emotions on a mundane level. 11 is very heightened. Uh-huh. So this means that your antennas are up, you're very wired. And I will say this, trust your instincts on anything that's going on. If you sense something about it, don't put your head in the sand. Just check it out and see what it is.
Face the fear.
Okay.
And also
focus on the solutions.
Anything with the number 6 has to do with not just home, family, has anything to do with the physical house. It has to do with real estate. Okay.
Yes. So, okay.
What's the big yes for?
That's interesting. Well, because my question I want to ask you is, like, I had some, because I do real estate here, and I also have a license in California, and I had a friend that had told me he wanted to purchase, like, do a big purchase, right, in California. So I have my license for there, but I have yet to use it. And I was wondering if you see me using it in California, like, anytime soon. Soon, because I would love to get into that market as well.
Here's what I actually see, Beth. I see intermittent trips to Southern California where you're going to have to come down and take care of business. And over the next over the next 2 months, you may be down in California at least 4 times.
And you may want to visit the Newmont Center while you're there.
I do want to visit the Newmont Center. You guys have so many cool things happening. I totally do. Now, are there any because I have all kinds of gemstones and tourmaline and all kinds of cool stuff. Is there anything that I could be using right now during this Mercury retrograde or to help facilitate some of my business and things
that? Do you have hematite? It looks like graphite.
Hematite,
it's
yes.
silver. Okay, that's for grounding.
Yes, I do.
That's what I would use right now is hematite, because hematite also assists with meditations too. And it'll allow you to tap in, because hematite is metallic, but it'll also keep you grounded at the same time. At the moment, I would not use very accelerated crystals, given what you're going through, because they would take you off the charts too much. All right?
Gotcha. Okay, cool. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Beth. All the best.
Have a good night, you guys.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Beth. That was fun.
That was fun.
That person who has a 208 number, you could give a call now. We're available. So, Nick, while we're waiting for the next caller, why don't you tell us a little bit more about this Mercury retrograde business?
Well, Mercury, first of all...
Wait, here's this 208
okay,
number.
Okay, go ahead and take that.
Hello?
Hi, guys. It's Ellen Barnes in Boise, Idaho.
Hello, Ellen. How are you?
Boise, Idaho. Hi. It's good
I'm
to hear
okay.
from you.
It's
this
so
is
nice
interesting.
To watch you guys.
Thank you. We're here in, we're in L.A., and we have a call from Portland. We have a call from Boise, Idaho. That's funny. Are you in your own private Idaho, Ellen?
That's I am it. Very, very too private.
Okay. What can we do for you?
The Mercury retrograde, I've been staying under the radar just because I don't want to get hit. Mm-hmm. So nothing's happened to me. But I think that's been the issue for a long time is nothing is happening. So I'm wondering, is life going to pick up for me?
What's your birthday?
It's the same as Audrey's, 58, except the year in 58.
Okay. So you are, here's what's going on and has been going on with people that are born mid to late Libra, okay?
Yeah.
There have been a lot of planets in Capricorn, and there still are. You know, Saturn is up to about 27 degrees of Capricorn. Jupiter is in mid-Capricorn, and Pluto is around 23 degrees of Capricorn. So what's been happening is Capricorn squares Libra, and Capricorn is rough on Libra, all right? So so you basically have been blocked. Now, when we go back into January, we had the Sun in Capricorn, we had Mercury in Capricorn, we had way too much Capricorn going on, and that would cause Libra and Aries to really pay a price. So And when you have a lot of Libra in your chart and there's a lot of Capricorn going on in the sky, it feels, because Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, it just feels like, you know, everybody is against you.
I feel like I can't get any momentum. Any.
Well, here's what I'm getting through this. That
okay.
It's as Jupiter continues to move forward, it's actually going to start to trigger you soon. And I would say this, as we get to around March 1st, what I sense is an opportunity that's like a door opening. Okay. Now, it's not like the wind blows the door open. It's like the door goes ajar and it's like, oh, that door is slightly open. Human nature, when they see a door slightly ajar, is like, oh, it shouldn't be like that. We'll close the door. What I want you to do, Ellen, is when you get, and you'll know what I'm talking about as you get into March, push the door open, okay? This opportunity will not be that obvious, but it will present itself to you in a subtle way because not everyone is supposed to know about this opportunity.
Okay.
And it's sometimes the universe screams at us, and sometimes the universe whispers. And it whispers because not everyone is supposed to hear what it's saying.
That makes sense.
Okay. So I need to pay attention.
Yes. Have your eyes open. And as you were talking about Mercury retrograde when we started the call, is, you know, come up out from out underneath the kitchen table or the dining room table.
Okay.
And you know, be ready to dine at that table.
Okay.
If I was able to do your chart and see your chart, what I would say is, and I would have to be able to look at progressions and things like that. But my feeling is you've been in about a 20-year period of certain highs and lows that create humdrums, and that is about to pop.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm sensing.
Okay.
And I'm
sensing that's good.
It is good. It is good. And I'm also sensing a spiritual push behind you too. In other words, your spirit guides are sort of behind all this, trying to push. Okay. So my guides are My guides are talking to me. Okay. I'm going to tell you what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
This humdrum period that you're going through is a karmic thing, and it's a buildup of energies that are sort of like tantamount to when you were younger, there were opportunities that you just simply passed by or didn't take advantage of. And it's created a what if looking back on your past and a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda. And so you've gone through this long cycle, which is now you've learned the lesson and it's about to come through. But it's like a 20-year karmic period.
That's a good thing to be over.
It's been a long time, as you know, because for the listeners out there, Nick, I have worked with you for 30 years.
Oh, my God.
And can you believe that? And I can attest that I wouldn't work with anyone else.
I
rely on your insight, and I gain more insight from your insight. I don't know what I would have done without you for these last 30 years. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Ellen.
Well, I said, I can do certain things with an astrology chart in front of me, but I'm getting information from the ethers about you.
Yeah.
And it's information that I've never gotten before about you. So
it
looks like
new
this.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's like it's about to pop. But yeah, it's what they said was you passed on opportunities, and it's created this what if. And now that you've come full circle and things are about to, start to pop again or fall in your lap.
Okay, so I need to be clear-headed.
Yes.
About
and forget
what it is
the past.
I'm going for.
Yes, and forget the past. Yeah. What was was.
Forget. I've been working on that. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
Good.
That's affirmation.
And there's something
sounds
where you
good.
Live. There's a signal from nature that's going to show that it's new. And even though we're a month away from spring, there's something around you outside that's going to bloom that doesn't normally bloom there, or something new is going to come up and you'll look at, well, that's not that. Where did that kind of tree or plant come from? Something is going to grow near your house and you're going to know, well, that's never done that there before.
Yeah.
And it's nature telling you that you have new growth.
Nice.
Good. Yay.
So you got to let me know what's growing.
That's always good.
I have a curious question while she's still on the phone. So you've been coming to Nick for 30 years and having all of that. Nick, I wanted to ask you, when you work with somebody for that long a period of time, as you get more familiar with them, do the guides come in more because of that familiarity or...
It actually varies from session to session, what's going on with the client and what the need is. And so if the client is going through a very desperate period where they're asking a lot of conscious questions, then I have to stay focused on those issues. But if it's more of a general, like, okay, tell me what's going on, and it allows me to channel more, then there will be... a lot more, sort of spiritual guidance.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
It's all good. I highly recommend you guys.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's good talking to you.
Yes.
You too. And I'm so glad to see you on the radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Yeah. Have a good night. And I'm going to listen in on everyone else.
Okay. Thanks. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I'm answering a text from our daughter who's home alone. Oh, here's another caller. We're just very busy tonight. Here we go. And there we are.
Good night. I'm going to listen in. On
hello.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Talk soon.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Okay. Okay. Bye.
This?
I'm answering.
There we go.
What was that?
It just didn't hang up completely. Audrey, you know,
I see.
We have big news while we're waiting for...
Here's
okay, take the call.
Gonna have to wait on that big news. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello there. Who is this, please?
Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are.
Oh, wonderful. My name is Rebecca, and I am a first-time caller. Nick, I was introduced to your show a few weeks ago, and I have some questions. I know you were talking earlier about Mercury retrograde and whatnot, but this doesn't pertain to me per se as it does to my husband or my son. I actually have two questions.
Okay.
Can I just start?
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead.
Great. So I have a 14-year-old boy that has been having some behavioral and emotional issues or problems. And I'm just curious if it has to do anything with the way he was born or in his chart, or maybe Mercury retrograde is actually affecting him. And what can I do to help him?
Okay, first, what's his birthday?
He was born September 14th, 2005.
Okay, so first of all, even without being able to, you know, use an ephemeris or see his chart, he is a Virgo. And Virgo and Gemini are ruled by Mercury. So when Mercury goes retrograde... Oh. Those two signs are affected more by Mercury retrograde than the other signs. Now, you have to keep in mind there is a complexity that sometimes the person could have significant planets that are affected by Mercury retrograde, like a lot of planets in Virgo, a lot of planets in Gemini. Now, I did the numerology on your son, and his birth path number is a 5, which means he's prone to change, okay? He has the kind of personality, even though Virgo is somewhat passive, numerologically, he is prone to somewhat bouncing off the walls.
He does that.
And so, see, his biggest enemy is boredom, okay? When anything feels too routine, he feels like he's in a rut. And then he does things which you as a parent would view, you know, objectively or subjectively, is self-sabotage.
Yes.
You know, this young man, what I get about him as he gets older, he's going to have to understand that when things are good, that they can stay good. I can tell he applies the it's too good to be true. And we know in life there's no such thing as too good. And if it's true, then it's verified. But he has to know that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And
right.
He has a little bit of a social thing going on. He has to figure out who he can be close to and who just his acquaintances are. All right. And as he gets a little bit older and he gets interested in girls, he's going to have a little bit of, you know, he has to be careful about, because women want to be able to trust. That's part of the intimacy, okay? And he's going to have to learn to take women's feelings seriously. Because, you know,
he's kind of like a puppy.
He's kind of like a puppy or a kitten where he gets a ball of yarn, he's just going to play. All right?
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
he's got to know that everything on the planet is not a toy.
Okay.
But
is there anything I can do to assist him in this right now to teach him that?
Yes, because I brought his numbers into the present. You have to teach him esoteric intrinsic values. You have to teach him what's valuable in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and not necessarily on a monetary level or tangible things that are bought, but he has to understand, you know, what's valuable, okay? Valuing life, okay? Intrinsic values. That's what I get about him.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
My
You're
pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. And we have another caller. Thank you so much for calling, Rebecca. It's
Thanks
lovely
so
to
much.
Have a good night.
Care.
Good night.
You know, what's valuable, okay?
What? Whoever that was calling, call back. Oh, wait a minute. Hello? Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here? Here?
Click out.
Click out. I'm still learning all of this. Thanks for everybody's patience. All right, whoever the 714 number was, call back. We're getting all these phone calls. This
I know,
is a
it's
lot
fun.
Of fun. So whoever the 714 was, give a call. And what were we starting to say before that last call?
Well, you know, with Mercury retrograde, life still goes on. And people can't give in to astrological paranoia. I've said that many times. There is a common sense with Mercury retrograde where you don't have to...
You know what's funny? Mercury retrograde is messing with this computer screen, I think. Nick, we're going to pause what you're saying right now and take this this caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Audrey.
Hello. I know this voice, Hugh.
Yes, you should.
So good to hear from you.
Hi, Hugh.
Well, hi, Nick.
What can we do for you? For Hugh.
Well, I thought we were going to be talking to Merlin, so I had this great question.
Well,
so do you want me just to give it to you?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's the whole ball of wax. So this country is so polarized by partisan politics. Many countries are in the throes of revolution, and for good measure, let's put coronavirus on top of it. So this is obviously about a big change that is coming for the world. So what can you tell us about this change?
You're talking about the coronavirus, literally?
And the polarization of...
Yeah, partisan politics, you know, what's going on in this country. I mean, it's just split down the middle with everybody, you know, just yelling and screaming at each other.
Well, here's first of all, I'll start with some basic numerology. You know, the birthday of this country is July 4, 1776. And the country is a 32-5. So let's step back for a moment as if we don't know anything about the United States. The country is a 5, all right, which means it's always going to be changing, okay? Nothing ever stays the same with a 5, whether it's a person, an entity, a business, a country, it's always changing. But this country prides itself on what? It's in our songs. It's, you know, let what ring, you know, freedom. And so a five is about freedom. A 5 personality needs to be free. And as of last year, the birthday, July 4, 2019, the country is in a 23-5 year. And this will create the exaggerated polarization, because even though the numbers sound similar, 32-5, 23-5, they are the opposite of each other. And so what you have to illustrate the polarization is people going in opposite directions, or everything being exaggerated, sort of like a tug of war, okay? Mm-hmm. But when the numbers reverse like that, it also is a reflection. In other words, when you look in the mirror, your right eye becomes your left eye. You know what I mean? And so
yes,
the country is in a time where it needs to pause and reflect. But because the numbers are reversed magnetically, they oppose each other, creating the polarization. That's the best way I can explain it in a scientific way. This is supposed to happen like this. Now, when we get into the birthday that's coming up, then it shifts and we go into a 15-6, which means that individuals who are looking for change will create more of a home-like environment. So we have the polarization, which doesn't look good or feel good at the moment, is actually going to create the good and make change that we will see after the birthday of the country. All right? Did all that make sense?
Yes, and actually that makes a lot of sense, and it sounds like what's going on. So I can't wait until the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's a shift, and things will feel much more solid and homey again. And, you know, in a 5-year, the other thing is, and you don't have to have me tell you this, you just watch the news if you choose, and things are chaotic. A 5-year is chaotic, and that's all there is to it. And right now, things in this country, it's like somebody kicked an anthill, and the ants are going all over the place. But what happens within a reasonable amount of time compared to nature, watch how fast the ants rebuild the anthill and their home.
And I think sometimes we need to knock down an old structure in order to build something new that's a lot more stable.
Right.
And a lot of our structure has been built on things that are no longer valid.
The other thing is, as I had talked about, you know, going back into January, the Pluto-Saturn conjunction in Capricorn, that things would start to tear down so they can be rebuilt, the karmic transformation. We have so many things going on in 2020. What we get to in April, we'll have Jupiter and Saturn in alignment in Capricorn. When we get into late November, like after the election, Jupiter and Pluto will align on top of each other in Capricorn. We have a lot of transformational stuff that's going on. So everybody needs to hold on. And I know that everybody wants to know within their perception of things, when is it going to get better? When is this going to change? And it's in motion, but it's in slow motion, so we don't really see it. But the changes are happening. But if you watch the news every day, it seems like SOS on the news. These ones are going at it, that one's going at it, this is going at it, and there's a lot of projection about, you know, what's going on with, you know, with all the political candidates, and it just looks like everything's the same. But if you step back and look at it less frequently, you will see the evolution of things.
Yes. Yeah, it all makes perfect sense to me.
So
I just I can just say this, you're never going to hear this explanation on Fox News.
Never.
Well, you're not going to hear it on CNN, or you're not going to hear it on Bloomberg, or you're not going to see on MSNBC or CNBC. No.
But there's,
well, that's why you need a mainstream metaphysics. It's perfect.
Well, there's another part of it, too. If people want things to move in the right direction and they want things to be calmer and more abundant for people and all those things that obviously many of us want, you have to put your attention on those things. And a lot of times people put their attention on what they're afraid of.
Right. And the other thing is, Merlin told me, when I've channeled Merlin, that for things to change, that everybody, every individual, and he was referring to people in the United States, that instead of voting for what their need is, to vote for what's right for the masses. And if everybody votes for what the bigger picture is, what's better for the bigger picture, we will see the changes that we need to see. Merlin literally said that.
Yep.
And that's a challenge, because everybody wants what they want, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's why it's all being torn down right now, too, is because it's just gotten out of control.
Well, Merlin referred to the financial systems of this country as old machinery that's going too fast and it's breaking.
Speaking of Merlin.
Yeah, I would say a freight train about to go off the rails. Either way, it's about right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So did you want to address the corona?
Here, on a psychic level, the coronavirus, I just mm-hmm. feel that it was cooked in a lab. I'll be that blunt.
Wow, so this was a man-made virus.
Yep. And I'm not saying that...
I guess I'm not surprised.
I'm not saying that it was done intentionally to cause harm. It feels to me like they were working with something and it got out of control and it wasn't contained. You know,
so do you think they might have been trying to weaponize it?
No, I don't feel that. No.
Mm.
I feel that this was something they were experimenting with. You know how in labs, sometimes they come up with bacteria and they experiment on it, rats and stuff like that.
Right.
And sometimes they do that when they're looking for an antidote, okay? You know, and I feel this is something they were working on and it got away from them, and there you go. It's like, you know, way back in the day when we had mercury thermometers, and if it fell and broke and the mercury just went in all directions at the same time.
Exactly.
That's what this feels like. It's something that got out of control.
Well, those are all very good explanations, and I appreciate it. And I'll just get off the line now so that you can get other people on there to ask questions.
So good Wonderful. To hear from you, Hugh.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Oh, my pleasure.
Take this next caller, then. Have a good night. Hello?
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So my name's Ed. Are we on the air?
Yes. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Oh, great. Hey, how are you guys? Nice to talk with you. And I guess, should I ask Nick a question directly, or
Absolutely.
Are we going to be doing channeling with Merlin, or is it all Nick today?
Well, you know
We're
what?
We're looking to have enough time for that. So yeah, ask your question.
We literally have. Don't ask the question yet, Ed. We have.
Okay.
About like 6 minutes because we have time to close.
Oh.
So I'll tell you what, Audrey, you've got to watch the clock because Merlin can't man a clock.
All right. So,
okay. You have to make sure I come back in.
So
all right, Ed.
So
I will. I'll bring Merlin in.
So Ed, you get to be the one
wonderful.
To ask Merlin a question tonight. So for those that are listening that are unaware, while Nick is going into trance, Nick channels Merlin, and this will be his first time on live radio. So we're going to allow him to come in, and I think he's actually coming in now.
Wonderful.
Greetings, dear ones.
Hello, Merlin.
Different surroundings, yes.
Yes. You're live on the radio across a lot of audience.
Beautiful.
Who wishes to speak?
Okay, so I have a question. And thank you so much for taking my question, Merlin.
This is
the curious one.
The curious
one. Yes.
I'm actually entering into a business venture with a wonderful doctor. And I was wondering if you can tell me a little bit about anything that you can see that we should be looking out for, or anything we need to do that I should be, focused on more than anything else, one way or another. He's a fantastic doctor, a very intuitive doctor, and a good man.
Dear one, this individual of you, which you speak, he has good intentions, and he has the means to assist you. However, there are moments when he loses focus due to, as you say, many irons in the fire. And you
Wonderful.
Must allow yourself to remind him that you are present and stay, as you say, in the forefront. For there are various others who seek his assistance, and he means well and wishes to assist those who he feels that deserve financial abundance. He does see
Beautiful.
What you present as you would say, your product as a viable investment. And you, dear one, it seems there is a shadow with you of another, of a partner. And
yes.
He is pleased with the demeanor of your partner and sees the sincerity that is being presented and does trust you. Now, dear one, you must continue to be completely honest with this doctor, you say, for there have been those who have created a bit of trickery with him in the past. And therefore, he does not completely trust all humans. Those, as you say, would have their hand out arbitrarily, looking for donations.
Ah, very good.
Even when you, dear one, go through moments of within your business where you have, as you say, a setback, you must be upfront with him that there are some trials and tribulations. He will not judge you, but he will come forward with the means to create larger and further abundance. Dear one, you have spoken with this individual about one stream of assistance. However, he is going to come to you soon with other offers, alternatives, and opportunities.
Oh, very good.
You will speak with him soon, dear one.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you so very much.
You are welcome,
very helpful.
Dear one.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Oh, thank you.
So good to hear from you. I'm going to ask Merlin a question for the audience.
Yes, dear.
Oh, wonderful.
Merlin, you have all these people that are listening to you right now. I think for being with this vehicle, this is the largest audience that you have spoken with. If you were to give a 3-minute comment to this audience, what would be the thing that you would like for them to know the most?
Humans are in a time on your earth, your globe, where love is needed more than ever, but not necessarily as one human loving another, however that is important. It is individuals to love themselves. There is so much that's being inflicted upon the minds and feelings of humans that has created an all-time high level of guilt and shame. And humans are being taught to judge themselves and have been taught this for millennia. It is important to come to a place of self-love and release judgment. And dear ones, it does not matter within how you do, but it is important to partake in daily meditation. It is so nourishing and so nurturing for the human soul.
Yes.
It quiets the mind. It does soothe the beast within. And in your world in these days, there is an enormous amount of anger. Man against man, culture against culture, race against race. It has never been so high on earth. And mankind wonders why the earth rumbles. There are quakes, volcanoes. The earth is not resting at the moment. The earth is changing, the earth is reacting. But it is not, dear one, as reported, that man is poisoning the climate. The climate is changing due to where your solar system resides in space. It is simply a time of climatic change. Be peaceful, dear ones. Look for harmony in your lives. Create a balance and love. Love yourself. Love those around you.
Yes.
It serves you not to be angry. It serves you not to retain hatred. And as there is fear out there, your world is not going to explode. It is not the end of things. As sometimes reported, you, like children, need to settle down and get back to work and focus on your matters at hand. You are in changing times, and it looks like turmoil, but it is not the worst. There have been worse times on this planet. The better times are coming, and be ready to embrace them as a race and as individuals.
Thank you so much, Merlin. Thank you so much. That is just exactly what we needed to hear.
You are welcome, dear one, and I shall return the vehicle as requested.
And thank you. I think Merlin has just amazing things to say. Nick is back in action. Hello.
Hello.
We have approximately 1 minute.
No, I can see the clock. Over. We're over.
Whoops, we're over. Lovely talking with all of you tonight. We will be back on next week with
Sheena
Nick
Metal.
And Sheena Metal. In the meantime, you all have a wonderful week and do what Merlin said. Be in love. Focus on what you're doing in the moment and get rid of that anger. Be calm.
Thanks for listening. Thanks to the callers. And this is Mainstream Metaphysics on LA Talk Radio with Audrey Newmont, Nick Newmont. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Night.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.